of Texas. You understand me? And it's attacking the motherfuckers that voted for the orange motherfucker. Because y'all know every hurricane start on the coast of Africa where they picked us up at. Them ain't hurricanes. Them is old nigga spirits, you motherfuckers. It's all about white privilege, nigga. Don't get it twisted with this orange Avenger motherfucker they got in the White House. Yeah, that's what I call him, the orange Avenger.
That's what this next podcast is going to be about. Just white privilege through all areas. You know what I mean? Government, just all the people that make the decisions about stuff. Because they're the ones. I mean, obviously a person has to, you know, you take control of your own life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. We all know that. Those are basics, right? You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, no president is going to decide if I get up in the morning, I take my ass to work, and, you know,
right.
No president is going to help me clean my house or take my dog out or pay my bills or feed up, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
But it is important to know who can kind of make things a little tougher for you, especially if you're black and brown or even if you're a poor white person.
There's built-in disparities already. So, like, you can do all the things.
Mm-hmm.
All, and there's
like,
still...
What do you mean, like, baby, like, all the things, like...
So, okay, so, like, a white student, black student.
Mm-hmm.
They both straight A's.
Okay.
One might easily get accepted into 5 colleges, right?
Right.
Universities.
Right.
The black child or youth may only get accepted into 1.
Yeah.
And maybe it's an HBCU school.
And so one, some of the way, like, because we were saying, like, because a lot of time, I mean, you still have white people that'll call you nigger. And, you know, I mean, it's really, it's.
Unfortunately, yeah.
There's still that, and we kind of highlight that right. Stuff sometimes. But a lot of times, the racism, it's a little more it's a little more hidden, like that. Like, they may not, you know, hire you for something.
Right.
Or see your application and see your name says Dontrell and throw it in the garbage.
Right.
And you never get a call back. You know, they
right.
want the ones that say Michael or...
Right. Thank you for giving me a name. So Dontrell goes to a university,
mm-hmm.
excels, straight A student,
killing it,
honor roll, whatever, graduates with his bachelor's, master's, whatever, in whatever degree. Let's just say, what's a real white name?
Sam.
Maybe not.
Timothy.
Okay, we'll just go with Timmy. Because so Timmy goes for the same degree.
Look at Marley sitting here listening, right. Watching. It looks like she's watching us.
So just... Timmy goes to a different university, gets the same degree, same accolades. Graduates top of his class, just like Dontrell.
Right.
They both then apply for the same job. Who's more likely to get the job, Dontrell or Timothy?
Timothy.
Right. So, like, you already have that built-in disparity already.
Already,
even if,
just...
Even if you do all the things and check all the boxes that people say, like, if you're good in school and you're... And you go to college and you get good grades, you'll get a good job and you'll be able to pay
your pull your
loans.
Boots up by the straps by that
you know.
Thing.
So say Timmy came from, like, his parents lived in a trailer.
Oh,
right?
Chris Middleton's down again.
And say
I'm listening to you, baby.
Dontrell's family came from a poor upbringing as well. And those same scenarios where they go through school, whatever.
Yeah.
Timothy is still going to get that job over Dontrell.
Hell yeah.
Because of those built-in disparities.
Right.
And then Dontrell's going to be like, but I did all the things.
Right.
And now I've got all these student loans and I didn't get the $100,000 a year job that I went to school for. But my friend Timmy did.
Exactly.
So then... You know, say Dontrell and Timmy are friends. You know, they go to kindergarten together, grade school, high school. They part ways, go to different colleges. Then they're like, oh, hey, I see Timmy's on Facebook. We're going to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about their what they're doing. And Timmy's like, oh, I work for a Fortune 500 company. I'm doing this. My wife and I just bought a house. She's pregnant. You know, I started a college fund for my kids already, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. And Dontrell's like, yeah, I'm still looking for a job.
Right, or he's working at the gas station.
I'm working at the gas station. I'm working three jobs to pay my student loans off because I can't find a job.
Right.
And that doesn't happen every time.
But
it does happen. More than enough. And even being a white person, I see that that happens. It's the white people that don't see that that happens.
Yeah.
That are really at a disadvantage because they're not seeing the world through clear glasses.
Right.
Because
they're seeing thinking, it through their world.
If you go to college, you'll get a good job. End of story. And that is not true.
Kind of like that bullshit story about how people say their grandparents came over here and got right to work and started a business and all that shit. Why didn't the black family do that?
Say that, but he's like, but my great grandparents were forced to come here.
Exactly.
And didn't know the language
mm-hmm.
either.
Mm-hmm.
And
because they couldn't go to school.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, a lot of slaves back in the day, they had to literally like sneak like late at night and like try to teach each other and shit.
Right.
Like all
right.
the little. So it's like well, just
our,
to.
You know, our great-grandparents, this is what they talk about when they're on FaceTime.
Yeah.
They say, like, our grandparents both came to this country whether they wanted to or not,
mm-hmm.
but your grandparents excelled and mine didn't. What's the difference?
And they really think there is no difference.
Right, because they're like, oh, that's
in the past. And that's where the problem begins, because that's where a lot of the white people's conversation will stop.
Right, because they don't want to continue it.
They don't want to hear about
what's the problem.
Right, because it's so long ago. They don't see how it still carries to today, and they don't want to. That's where the wall comes up.
And I think what you know, woke people try to do is they try to get people to see.
That's air quotes, y'all, for the people that you know have a problem with that term.
Just being aware of what's going on.
Right, that's all. It's just being aware. That's all that means.
But they're trying to educate people that things are still not the same, and how can we fix that?
Right.
Because people, there are white people out there that do want to fix that.
Exactly. Back to the Eddie Griffith clip. I couldn't have said it any better.
White people want a hero, nigga. You know what I mean? It's all after 8 years of Obama, they're like, we need somebody to save us from the tyranny of niggers. Who is it? The Orange Avenger. I don't understand you white folks. Y'all really some pussy motherfuckers. I ain't gonna front with you or mix words. I'm not gonna give you an excuse for y'all innate ability to be racist motherfuckers and think everybody else supposed to deal with your shit. You need to get the fuck over yourself. Y'all soft. You couldn't handle 8 years of a nigga being in charge. Nigga, we dealt with 450 plus years of you motherfuckers running this country in the ground. We didn't go crazy. You understand me? Y'all fucked it up for 400 plus years. It only took us 8 years to fix it. Y'all been back for 8 or 9 months and fucked it up again. White people, sometimes you gotta let go and let God. How you vote for an orange motherfucker? I thought y'all said y'all hated colored people. It don't get more color than this motherfucker. He orange with pissy yellow hair. Look like he spent the night at R. Kelly house. And the motherfucker dirt dumb. I don't even know if y'all know what dirt dumb is. This motherfucker so dumb he had a thought and it hurt. He lied every time he opened his mouth.
Okay, hold on.
He told broke white people whatever they wanted to hear, that's how he got their vote. Yeah. All trailer trash want to know is that they better than a nigger. Yeah. Trump promising everything. I promise you're going to be better than Nick. Trump said we're going to be better, nigger. I'm going to be better than that jigger, jigger, nigger. I'm going to be better than that diddy, diddy, nigger. I'm going to be better than that Griffin, nigger. Woo! Better than a nigger.
He does you ain't better than a nigger yet, honey. Good as hell.
And then he promised them a wall. Where y'all wall at, white folks? What happened to the wall? It's no wall. Because the wall ain't coming, you stupid motherfuckers. And y'all was talking that shit. Well, China built the Great Wall of China. Here's what this orange motherfucker don't understand. There's about 1 trillion Chinese. If each one of them grab a brick and toss it, wall. It wasn't that hard. It probably took 35 seconds. There's only 270 million Americans. Most of us are incarcerated. We ain't got enough motherfuckers out of jail to pick up a brick. And let's say they actually gave this fool the billions of dollars it would cost to build this monstrosity. Nigga, let me show you how easy it is for a Mexican to circumvent this shit. The wall's gonna end on the coast, right? California. That means it's gonna end at the ocean. Here's all the Mexican gotta do.
See, I'm Mexican. I can laugh at it. He's joking about it.
Walk right around that motherfucker.
Gotta be able to laugh, people.
They so racist, they stupid.
The human in your life. I'm gonna go let the dog out and finish watching the Bucks game.
Why just switch to Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
Giannis, you need to get healthy out there and help your team. All right, y'all. I'm about to get some more clips together, though. I'm getting the lab, so we'll holler at y'all in a little bit.
Yeah, I just want to know one thing. Who you mad at? Me or yourself?
Little LOX. LOX.
Yeah.
Styles and Jada. The best. Enjoy the episode. Sunday night.
Best recipe on the market. He running around like he a soldier. What are you talking? A lot of your careers was over before they started. Take a special nigga to notice. Where your heart at? Your heart I'm pulling at? Up to the club. I'm in a spaceship. A whole nation of thugs that embrace this. Yeah. These niggas tucking their tummies and getting facelifts. They still trying to ball. I'm James Naismith. Ball. Yeah, 12 cylinder pushers and this bubble gum rap. It's just killing the woofers. And you know I'm blowing the haze. Stealing the cushions. Tech on the dresser. AK still. In the bushes, yeah. Settle it in the street. We ain't trying to do court. Nah, scratch off. Bootleg liquor. Loose Newport. City is mine. The home team's who I root for. All times. Two P89s in the coupe door. The dark comes. The sun goes. I try to be dumb low. Cause these crack babies is gun ho. Yeah. Floor seats at your funeral. In the front row. Get them the new Jordans. They letting the pump go. If they can sell it, they can sell it. Put the pressure on more than likely. They'll tell it. Rack. Smoking on that loud. Can't see it, you can smell it. Yeah. Gotta rise with same niggas that you fell with. Money in the mattress, guns in the couch. Yeah. You thought it was wrong till you ended up out here. What?
Selling drugs on the dime, hanging out with your thugs that all carry knives.
Love who you love, man, but that's some rough shit, nigga. You in a fucking relationship that's, you know, white and black, Leroy and Sally. Sally, you got it rough. You better really love Leroy. Cause that's the only nigga you gonna have. Cause nigga, white families kick y'all out the family. The white family's cold. Get your ass out of this goddamn family, Sally. Bringing that jigaboo to my goddamn house. He ain't coming in here. What am I supposed to cook? Some fucking fried chicken? I ain't cooking no fucking fried chicken. You're out of family, you're out of fucking will. Get your fucking cunt whore bitch ass out of this house. Sally, leave the house. Goddamn, Leroy, you're all I have. Leroy tried to take her to his mama house. Y'all already know, sister, you ain't bringing that white bitch in here. You ain't bringing that white bitch in my house, Leroy. I told you better than this, Nella. What am I supposed to cook? Quiche? I don't cook no goddamn quiche. Get your black ass out of here with that snow bunny, Nella. You can't come in this goddamn house till you get a bitch with cornrows.
Leroy, leave the house. Roll, I got you.
I'm not a racial lady, but I can still laugh.
And they
wander
the earth together, nigga.
Because it's funny, you know. At the end of the day, though, he's basically making fun of his son. Laugh when you laugh. Because it is tough. I mean, it's not tough for us, but I know people look at us funny sometimes. They may never even say nothing.
You understand me?
I think for the most part, people are over that stuff. But there's still awesome people.
The only cure for that kind of relationship,
I always keep my eye
out,
so just being a little
weird. Y'all had a baby yet? You got two? See, you're back in the family. Because only the babies can cure that racism.
Right.
You bring that baby over to their sister's house.
You're happy, your family should be happy.
Yep.
It's my grandbaby. Lord. He got that good hair. He got the skin to win, too. Sally, come on in here, girl. I was just bullshit. Yeah, I went on that Food Network. I learned how to make that quiche. Come on in. You take him over that redneck house?
This is funny as hell.
Here's my goddamn grandson. And damn, look, little fucker got a permanent tan. I mean, look at the size of the balls on this fucker.
White people, if you're listening, go ahead and laugh. It's just funny, just supposed to laugh. It's funny. Damn, baby, this one just kind of happened recently, I think.
What?
This just popped up on my thing. This, I'm going to play the video too, but it says a man stalked and murdered a black woman. Justin Cole Carroll was sentenced to 60 years after being found guilty for stalking and killing Denasia Alexis Holloway. Holloway was killed after 10 p.m. when she returned to her apartment complex parking lot from a vacation. Denasia Alexis Holloway was trying to end a toxic relationship. This was with a white guy. And she tried to protect herself from his jealous rage, but he ignored a no-contact order and stalked and shot Denasia 4 times with a .40 cal Smith & Wesson pistol, hitting her in the head and neck before driving off in his pickup truck. I'm gonna see if I can, oh man. Like, I was literally just about, you know, turning my laptop on to like kind of get set up, and then it says he was sentenced to 3 years in prison and had recently been released when he and Holloway started their relationship. I'm gonna play this clip. Hold on, y'all. Give me a second.
How much is it? $8.
$8?
$8. Do you want
it? Yeah, we're watching what's happening and shit, too. Michelle's working. I'm in the lab. I'm on the laptop. We're about to take Charlie out. Okay.
May of that year, she noticed Carol's truck following her home.
Hold on, y'all.
Baltimore man was sentenced to 60 years in prison for shooting and killing his ex-girlfriend. 24-year-old Justin Carroll was found guilty of the 2021 murder of Denasia Holloway by Carrollton County General Sessions Court. Carroll was out on bond at the time of the shooting for a domestic violence charge against Holloway. According to the solicitor's office, he was given a no-contact order in January of 2021. When Holloway returned from vacation in May of that year, she noticed Carroll's truck following her home. Holloway parked next
you
to a
shit,
police car on a field. An officer then heard
stalking her and shit.
His apartment and came outside to find
punk
Holloway
ass dude
dead after being shot 4 times in the head and neck.
Damn.
He now faces 60 years in prison.
I'm gonna play that one more time, y'all.
Was sentenced to 60 years in prison for shooting and killing his ex-girlfriend. 24-year-old Justin Carroll was found guilty of the 2021 murder of Denasia Holloway by Carrollton County General Sessions Court. Carroll was out on bond at the time of the shooting for a domestic violence charge against Holloway. According to the solicitor's office, he was given a no-contact order in January of 2021.
Bucks are down 17 with a minute left.
In May of that year, she noticed Carroll's truck following her home. Holloway parked next to a Walterboro police car out of fear. An officer then heard gunshots from inside his apartment and came outside to find Holloway dead after being shot 4 times in the head and neck. He now faces 60 years in prison.
Ready for this one, baby?
Yes.
Okay, so this is... I'm going to play...
Bigger?
Huh? Yeah. Thank you, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play the clip, but I'm just going to read it. So, this is... Says a Jacksonville man was sentenced Wednesday to 5 years in prison for committing 2 federal hate crimes by attacking 2 black women with a gun in 2022. Frederick Eugene, how do you pronounce that last name?
Pirolini.
Pirolini the third. Oh, so he's got a long history of family criminals. So it says Frederick Eugene Pirolini III, 27, pleaded guilty on July 6, 2023. On September 10, 2022, Pirolini went to a convenience store on Chaffee Road. He attempted to buy a cheese stick and a Slim Jim at the register. Yeah, that's some dope. That's a dope fiend snack. But his car was declined.
I was just gonna say I actually like the cheese stick. And
but cheese stick they're decent, but combo. we're not dope fiend.
No, but like
but that's a dope happy. That's some dope fiend shit, right?
Yeah.
and then it's like, and then the next his thing says his car is declined, so it's like that was all in rhythm. And he attempted to walk out of the store with unpaid merchandise. White privilege. He's used to going in his cupboard when he was a kid and shit and just grabbing whatever he wanted. Even when his mom was like, the kitchen's closed, he's like going in there eating whatever still. Perillian returned scolding a victim for not knowing how to do her job, and he directed racial slurs at her, according to prosecutors. Pirolini left the store, retrieved a shotgun from his car. Yep, see, they'll be driving around. See, they like them shotguns. And I bet you I bet you somewhere in this thing it's gonna say
pickup shotgun.
Yeah, I'ma just call him P. P left the store, retrieved a shotgun from his car and pointed it at the victim. Victim one ran away in fear. Hell yeah. Pirolini continued to use racial slurs throughout the encounter, the DOG said. Alright, I'm gonna play the clip. Hold on 1 second. Let's see, here he is. I believe there is a clip. Here yeah. It is. Yeah.
5 years. We also learned a Jackson man will spend 5 years in prison after a racist attack against 2 black women. Frederick Pirolini pleaded guilty to committing 2 federal hate crimes. The attack included pointing a gun at a store cashier after calling her.
He looks crazy.
Then threatening to kill another woman on the sidewalk.
Damn.
We also learned a Jackson man will spend 5 years in prison after a racist attack against 2 black women. Frederick Pirolini pleaded guilty.
I was just going to say he looks like his voice would be the Cat Williams, like, mocking the country person. Okay. A civilization builder on a break from building tried to pick up a child to sexually assault. Kevin Reagan, 35, who tried to persuade a teenager to get into his car as she was walking home from school, was arrested less than 24 hours after the incident. Kevin Reagan was only given a $5,000 bond. And we will... Hold on. The girl recorded the incident, so we'll play that. Should be fun.
I'm good. Huh? I'm good, and you're creepy. Huh? You're creepy. Because you're trying to pick up a girl in the middle of the road. Huh? Why are you trying to pick me up?
You're sexy as fuck.
Like 5,000 bucks?
I'm working in high school. I'm 17.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm 17.
All right. Is that a real man?
Gross!
What did he say?
He said, have you ever been with a real man before?
You're creepy as shit, dude.
Oh my god, I hope they got his... Well, they got him, but damn. Whoa.
What a weirdo.
You want to take Charlie out now?
Sure.
Last one, Charlie.
I'll pay for the blouse.
No, just forget it.
just take your son and his friends home. But next time...
Y'all enjoyed it. What's happening? Y'all remember what's happening?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Come on here, Dillinger.
Man, that's crazy.
And what are you two waiting for? A private invitation?
We're going to let Charlie out. We'll be right back, y'all. Stick with us. We're going to be up for a while. All right, Marley, hold on.
He's going to pay for it Monday when you gave his money back. Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this right now.
I remember one time when I got suspended from school and they called mom. She had to come pick me up. Ooh, she was salty as hell. I got punished for like 3 weeks.
Why don't you shut your face?
Man, I swear, Ma used to talk to me like that sometime.
Now, who are you buying that blouse wedding?
That sweet woman.
Yeah, I mean, not like that, but like she was. Ma would definitely check me sometimes.
Just some girl.
This shit is crazy.
A Chihuahua mix.
A pug Chihuahua mix?
Oh my god, they're so cute.
Let me see. Hold on, y'all. I'm about to look at this pug. We're looking at maybe getting another pug or something. Oh, that is cute. What's his name? Is Cruz? We would change the name, though. We have to have.
Look at how cute that is.
That is a cute ass dog. Check this one out. This shit is crazy right here. Hold on, so I'm gonna play. Well, I'm gonna read this first. So this is crazy. Demon DJ guilty of raping nearly 700 underage black girls. Demon DJ guilty of raping nearly 700 underage black girls. Some expected the electric chair, but South Carolina DJ Jason Roger Pope, once known as DJ Kid, gets off with a reduced sentence after pleading guilty to raping nearly 700 underage black girls. But instead of Jason Pope being sent away for the rest of his life, Judge Brian Gibbons suspended a 30-year prison sentence to 19 years, which was a far lighter punishment than prosecutors initially desired for the rapist, who admitted to prostituting and having raping 693 underage black girls. Jason Pope also intentionally infected at least one of his young victims with HIV, prosecutor said. Why did it take 693 victims before he finally was arrested? I'm gonna play some of this audio, y'all.
After abusing 700 minors. What the actual? I get that's what it says.
I'm going to play a few minutes of this, y'all. It's 11 minutes long. I'll just play a few minutes.
South Carolina sex trafficking case that languished in the court system for more than 4 years came to an anticlimactic conclusion in August 2023. When 46-year-old Jason Roger Pope, white disc jockey, received a reduced sentence
after a 13
felony charges of having sex with children, including hundreds of underage black girls. You're not about to do this to me today. I guess we're going to have to get into it. What a big... Look at the picture, the eyes, the disgustingness, because that is what children saw. Her authorities, Pope worked for years as a DJ in Florence County, used his trade to take advantage of young girls through his job. He was able to promote teen dance parties and regularly marketed the events on social media. As part of a deal with prosecutors, why would there be a deal? Pope, once known as DJ Kid.
That's DJ Bitch.
What he called himself. Confessed to 5 counts of sex trafficking of a minor, 5 counts of criminal sexual conduct with a minor, and 3 counts of criminal sexual conduct for South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson. And I'm not impressed, Mr. Wilson. So instead of a 30-year prison term, Judge Brian Gibbons on the right suspended that possible sentence in favor of 19 years behind bars. Far lighter sentence, much lighter punishment. Prosecutors initially wanted for Pope, who admitted to prostituting and having sex with 693 underage black girls between 2017 and 2019.
2 years.
Do the math if you can stomach it.
Wow!
Man, that's crazy. I got some more here, y'all.
This is your son. Dad, I need a favor.
Check this one out.
So you gotta
get
the Doobie Brothers. They're playing at our school. Yeah, they're rocking.
Check this John Legend clip. Wow, he's talking about Donald Trump and shit. Maybe some of you black Europeans and some of you black Republicans need to soak some of this in.
He's made it clear throughout his life that he believes black people are inferior. Like he believes that to his core, in his bones. He wouldn't let us live in his buildings back in the day. But also, when you hear some of the stray comments he makes, he clearly believes in a genetic hierarchy of humanity and is racially
Trump hates women.
Determined. So
he thinks women are beneath him.
A tried and true, like, dyed in the wool racist. Like, in his the core of his being, he's a racist. So I don't want to hear what he has to say about
straight up
what he's done for black people. He's done very little for us,
for real.
And he is at his core truly, truly a racist. And you even hear what he says about immigration and which countries he wants people to come in from. They all are very white.
Hey baby, what you were saying something real interesting earlier about the border, about like where you think people might start trying to come in through, or
so I read that people are trying to that Vermont is kind of heating up.
Vermont
because it is right on the Canadian border.
Okay.
Vermont is pulling up the map for you to see.
Okay.
And
oh, that's where Bernie Sanders is from, eh?
Yeah, and because the Mexican border is so hot right now, and at some point, probably very soon, they're gonna close that border. I see that coming.
It's going to totally shut the shit down. I mean, isn't that impossible, though, pretty much?
It's impossible.
I know what you mean, though. Like,
the natural way of going through, like, shutting down the border is not physically closing the gates or whatever,
right.
But they're going to do
start super.
They're going to do something.
Right.
Because, like, you can see it. It's on the horizon coming up.
It's bubbling.
As they should. There need not close a border, but there needs to be something done. You know... you can't just have, you have to have some documentation or some process, which we've talked about before. Like, they need to, you know how you, when you come in, you get a hearing date that could be 3 years from now or something. Like, they need to have a quicker turnaround on that. So something does need to happen. But meanwhile, it's just chaos down there. So I read this article, I can't remember where I read it, but people, instead of like flying, if they're not from Mexico or South America, and they're the people that are flying to South America and then walking, they're now flying to Canada under false pretenses,
mm-hmm.
and then coming through that way.
Oh, okay. So coming through like the back doorway, why everyone's trying to flood through the front.
Right, so so non-Latin people probably.
Like Chinese people, like kind of how Mom was saying, they come through with their all...
The Chinese nationals.
Yeah, come through all looking like they're going shopping and shit, and they're really immigrants and shit.
Right, so people are coming in that way, or somehow they're somehow getting to Canada and... coming down.
Oh, okay. Well, Canada
could be by boat. You know, could be by boat. You can actually probably catch some freight, you know, that hop
right,
on a freighter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And or those, what are those, what's the name?
Those ferries?
No, not a ferry, but it's the big ships like what just hit that bridge.
Oh, like
cargo
those,
ship.
Yeah, those cargo ships. Yeah.
So people can stow away on that.
I'm the captain of the plane now. Here is a crazy one. Timothy Carter stabbed an 18-year-old black Walmart employee to death while screaming a racial slur. Surveillance video from Walmart showed Timothy Carter grabbing two knives off the store shelves, a silver kitchen knife, and a red hunting knife, and then wandering around the store, giving all the black people dirty looks. Timothy Carter, you hear me? Timothy Carter, white fella, then walked up behind the 18-year-old Walmart employee, Jason Jenkins, and stabbed him once in the back. Witnesses said they heard the 18-year-old victim screaming for help. One told police they heard Timothy Carter scream a racial slur after the stabbing. Timothy Carter remained in the store until police arrived and took him into custody and was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. Holy shit, let's play this clip.
Police say video shows him walking up to the 18-year-old with the knives and stabbing him in the back once while saying a racial slur.
I saw the guy throwing stuff down there, and he had the knife, and it was like he was trying to, you know, call them, we'll get it, you know, but I was like, oh, I don't want to trust him with it still being in his hand.
Heather spotted Timothy Carter, who was holding the knife in the middle of the store. He's been charged with first-degree murder. It wasn't until Heather was in the checkout line that she realized she was filming the accused killer. Footage from her shows Carter being apprehended by security on site.
He got taken away. We finished getting a couple of things, and we went up to the register. And our cashier was just a mess. I felt so bad. She had tears in her eyes, and I wanted to just hug her.
Heather said when she saw the suspected killer, her reaction was to take out her phone to film. She said the man was holding a knife and she hadn't realized someone had been hurt. With other shoppers walking casually, she didn't think there was much danger.
I was just going to say, baby, that's why I say this is true crime. Mm-hmm. They talk about true crime while people are sitting there. And I ain't hating on none of that because we listen to that stuff every night. We've said it plenty of times, but like in a way, like you're just reading, you know what I'm saying, in a way, like you're just kind of reading the story and stuff like that, but like this is true crime. You know what I mean? This is true crime. And then we talk about it like from the racial element instead of just talking about a crime, right? Just reading the story, and like there's other stuff that goes along with it, you know what I mean? Sometimes there's racial stuff. You know what I mean? That's what we're pointing out here. This is clearly a racial crime. You know what I mean? Man, I think a lot of times people will skip over these. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to discuss it. They just want to find a crime story to do, and they'll just do the crime, but not talk about all the other stuff that goes around it. You know, the elephant in the room and shit. That's what I'm here to do.
Very nervous because I didn't know, you know, who his target was, and, you know, it could have been anybody, you know, if somebody just coming up to try and stop him could have been stabbed, and, I wasn't as probably scared as I should have been. There was some distance a little bit between us.
Tomorrow, Timothy Carter will be in the Winnebago County Courthouse at 2 p.m. for his appearance. We'll have full coverage of that. David, you can.
Let's see. What's this? When is this from? Exonerated Central Park 5 members recounts Trump's attacks. Were we just talking about this? This is from CNN. Shout out CNN. This is Caitlin Collins. We'll play some of this.
My next guest is someone who knows exactly what it's like to be targeted by Donald Trump. He was one of the 5 teenagers wrongly accused of raping a jogger in New York Central Park in 1989. After that attack, then businessman Donald Trump took out this full-page ad in several of the city's papers that read, quote, "Bring back the death penalty."
Hold on, y'all. This is just a few minutes long, so just bear with us. This is a really interesting article.
Bring back our police. Except, as we now know, the Central Park 5 didn't do it. They were exonerated in 2002. Yusuf Salam, one of the exonerated 5, and now a New York City council member, is here with me tonight, and I'm so glad you're here, because as someone who knows what it's like for Donald Trump to attack you, I mean, you were 16 years old at the time, I should remind everyone. What's it like to see him doing what he's doing now, 35 years later?
You know, when I think about a person like Donald Trump who is using his power to influence judgment, you know, I follow a faith as a Muslim that tells us that we shouldn't use our power to influence judgment. And here it is, 35 years ago for me, 1989, what he did by placing an ad in New York City's newspapers had a domino effect where people, the way I describe it really, is that it was a whisper into the darkest enclaves of society for them to do to us what they had done to Emmett Till. We have a long history of oppression in this country when it comes to black people in general. And when I think about a person like Donald Trump who's in power, who's trying to use influence, his influence to affect the outcome of elections.
I'm gonna go refill this water up.
A person who says, look, that this shiny apple and that be a sneaker, or any of the other things, you know, that whisper, that influence that causes people to say, well, I'll take care of it, and hope, and I'm saying the people that do this, hope that they will garner the favor of a president that is moving tyrannical like that.
And you talked about in that moment how he was, it felt like he was kind of directing people toward you, and you were scared, you were at home, you're with your families, you're 16 years old. I mean, you brought this letter tonight that you got from an anonymous person. Could you just read it for me to share what someone said to you?
You know, I carry this with me as a
I like dog. Everything black, but I don't like black dogs.
I have to live full. So
and I don't like all white dogs either.
But this letter right here says
I like dogs that like got multiple colors in them and stuff.
Oh my God. Look,
and then directing their attention to my mother.
Ooh,
you
that's a
also
cute dog.
Be punished for raising such an animal.
Ooh,
he does
baby.
Not deserve to live.
Baby.
And neither do you. Folks sent this to us. They sent us
look
letters like this.
Tiny.
I have
look into
room,
baby. That's a cute ass dog.
And it was all on the heels of that ad that
look into that dog, baby.
New York City's newspapers.
Whoa,
and folks
adoption
like that said, let's just take Cord Wives and hang her from a tree in Central Park. And he was urging us to do
microchip
this
neutered
by June 1st.
All
and they sent that to her house.
Yes.
Kind of
I mean, it makes your stomach turn to think of you as a 16-year-old knowing you didn't do this, reading that, and for your mom to have to read that.
You know, the worst part is that my mother did read this, and she kept this away from me. I didn't even know this was in my apartment. For the whole time that I was in prison, I came home to a box of letters that I had sent my mother, and attached to them was a little stack of mail that contained all of these letters. And as I read them, the first thing I thought was how strong my mother could have been to still continue forward, unafraid, unapologetic, standing up for herself, standing up for me, standing up for my brother and my sister. And she's always been like that. And I think that that's the real strength of what these types of things potentially can do, but when you push back, that fear that they're trying to posit inside of you is false evidence of your own will.
And it must make you, I mean, to think of the judge's daughter here. She's she's worked for Democratic campaigns, but she's being targeted by name, by Donald Trump, as y'all were as well. I mean, I just, there was this moment from Trump back then experience as a businessman, and I just want to remind people the kind of things that he would say about y'all.
Do I have hatred for them? And I said, look, this woman was raped, mugged, and thrown off a building. Thrown off a building. On top of everything else, she's virtually, I mean, she's got some major
problems. And Trump, you're a rapist.
I said, of course I hate these people. And let's all hate these people, because maybe hate is what we need if we're going to get something done.
I think just listening to that, I think of the power he had then now, the influence as this, you know, big shot business guy in New York. But to now, I mean, he's a former president who may be president again.
Wow.
That shit hurts.
You know, I'm lost for words, but unfortunately, and I hate to say this, this is as American as apple pie. This is America. When we look at the history of America, when we look at the fact that good people have tried to advance us into becoming a United States of America, and there are people that continue to divide us, that continue to make sure that even though we're in the melting pot of the kaleidoscope of the human family, that there's great opportunity here for us to be able to thrive. But yet, oppression keeps the foot or the knee or the hand around our necks.
Taking it to the street. Remember when Michael McDonald used to sing? I remember when we were younger and shit. Before we knew dude was white, black people used to think dude was black, and then we found out.
Yeah, how'd you know?
All right, check this one out. This is crazy. She said it real good, and this is a white lady too. Check it out.
White person to white supremacist person. What is wrong with you? People of European heritage are doing just fine in the world. They run most of the world's institutions, hold much of the world's wealth, replicate as frequently as other humans. You're not in any danger here. The world is changing, that's true. Others want a piece of the pie. They work for it, strive for it, and earn it. Technology, robotics, is having a greater effect on your job prospects than immigrants. Going forward, tackling corporate control and climate change will need all of our attention, ideas, and energy. Put down your tiki torches and your trite flags and get involved in some real work. By the way, the world won the war against Nazi fascism in the 1940s, just as America won the war against the Confederacy in the 1860s. Aligning yourself with two lost causes just labels you as profound losers.
Yo, bear with me just for a second. I got one more that I wanted to pull up here.
Like the Bionic Mountain?
Marina, don't move around too much, meditate,
cut
my fall off,
all right? Yeah, but what if I have to go to,
Well, I hope you remember to turn the thing off.
Oh, here it is. Here we go, guys. This is the last one for the night. It says, cop admits how the police hunt for black people. Now, what do you think of those stats? So, and this is a white gentleman here.
Another incident occurred, and I used more force than I needed. After the guy was handcuffed, I grabbed him, I pushed him up against the wall. I said, don't you dare say that to me again. Do you understand?
And it's about 3 minutes, y'all.
The hunt for black people, as he calls it, is part of a racist system that he condemns today. The first thing he denounces is the quota of arrest imposed on U.S. police in many large cities. This race for numbers pushes them to stop black people for no reason.
Quota
numbers lead to arrests for no reason. Minorities have no one to call if they're wrongly arrested. The white person will call their local political committee man or person. They'll call the parents, perhaps, of a teenager will call the local politician. Yo, what's going on here? My child was arrested just because he didn't have his license. Why don't you just tell him to go home and get his license? And things like, so the white person has more power. Black people have no connection to the people in power. So you know there's not going to be any blowback on arresting a minority because they don't have any power to complain.
And African Americans are not only unjustly arrested, they are not treated with the same respect as white people are.
Well, if you stop somebody from going through a light, you would say, hey, out of your car. Out of your car. Show me ID. You wouldn't say that. To a white person, you would go up and say, may I see your driver's license, please? And blacks know that. Blacks know when you go up and say, hey, out of your car, now. And then they say, well, what did I do? Oh, what did I do? Don't say that. Don't ask me why I'm stopping you. I said, get out of the car.
That's how they do, too. They just start, like, bossing them around and shit.
And blacks know it's happening. They know it's not happening to white people. So automatically, they start resenting.
This is a white man saying this, y'all.
Command, verbal commands, let alone the physicality of grabbing somebody and putting them in handcuffs while you check it.
See, I'm being quiet. See, this is the white people saying this stuff. If you notice, I'm just kind of chilling, sitting back. See?
Their ID. Unfortunately, when I would tell other officers, whoa, that's enough. Then they would think, hey, what are you? N for the word. What are you, an N lover?
Since he retired, he campaigns openly against the racist behavior of the police. The former officer has even made a very explicit sign.
I'm asking police, end open season. Stop shooting black men, just like they're some kind of animal.
They wouldn't do that with a white.
No.
Hell no.
They have
more respect.
They devalue the black man.
Exactly.
The black man is, well, let's put it this way.
This damn video's buffering, y'all. Hold on, excuse me.
Down a street in Philadelphia on a hot Friday night in August, I was with a partner. And, of course, hot August night in Philadelphia, a lot of these people don't have air conditioning, and they're outside. So there's a lot of people outside on the steps.
Dude's still being, like, a little racist and shit, though. I ain't saying this white dude is racist. I ain't saying that at all. What I'm saying is, like, they'll still be, like, just saying, like, offensive shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, these people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little picky, but that is, like, people got to be careful with that, like, calling people these people. You know what I'm saying? I know as black and brown people, we don't like when white people say these people. Like, that's just a little FYI. We don't like that.
In the street, and as we're riding down, my partner says, wow, the roaches are out tonight.
Damn. Holy shit. That's what they think of us. You know what? You can see how some people, like I was saying, some white people, when they walk past you, some, like I said, good morning. I was taking Charlie out. This was a few days ago. He was an older guy. I don't know. Maybe he didn't. He had to have heard me. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But like he walked by, you know, so you just naturally, like you just say hi or whatever. And I was like, hey, just hey. Dude just walked by like I wasn't even there. I wanted to be like, man, fuck you, man. You know what I mean? Like, you're a stranger to me too, but at least I said hi to you. Like, you can't open your mouth or like, oh yeah.
Right.
And then my point is like, and then you got to start not have to, but it's like you start wondering, damn, is he racist? Does he, you know what I mean? Or maybe he's just having a bad day. Maybe he didn't hear me.
Right.
But it's like one of those questions you do ask yourself as a black person when you're dealing with a white person. You know, and they don't speak to you or they ignore you. That's a question you just ask yourself in your head. You just do. Because it's a possibility. Oh, shit. That's said Michael McDonald. I'm gonna turn that shit up. I know somebody listening like said Michael McDonald. What group was this though, baby? Cause weren't they a group before he went out on
the Doobie Brothers?
The Doobie Brothers? Oh shit, I'm gonna listen to this shit. I like this shit. Oh, they got a black guitar. It was one, they got one brother in there, baby. They got a black guitarist and shit. See, it's only one of us around. No, I'm just playing though. I'm totally playing. Doobie Brothers are the shit. But my all-time favorite though is Bob Marley. If they're like, you can only listen to one like musical art, and y'all know how much I listen to Styles and shit, but like if they're like, you can only it'd be Bob Marley. All right, I got one more, y'all. I'm gonna hang out a little bit longer. Oh shit, a pedo cop here. Let's check this out. All right, turn the Doobie Brothers down. Oh, shout out Nebraska. We got a lot of people listening from Nebraska. Shout out Texas. We got one South Carolina. Shout out, hey baby, what were the ones you said from? Cause you had clicked on the world ones. Was it Singapore? You said someone from Germany. You said I was shocked when you said we had somebody listening from Germany. I'm like, I can't imagine nobody from Germany listening to our podcast. All right, this pedo cop. Check this out. I got the audio. Okay, hold on. Let me.
I didn't want to do this in front of any kids or anything like that. Okay, well, no, and I'm going to be out of here before any kids are around. How do you think I feel when that's my 14-year-old niece? And you're working at a school? Are you kidding me? You are a disgrace to Leo's. You know that? I back the blue. I work with law enforcement constantly. You're a disgrace. You should take that badge off. 1042. You should take that belt off and take your ass home. What you should do. I'm going to let you get back to work, but I want you to see my face and see the man that's going to be watching for you. I know everything about you. Everything. Alright? If you ever come near my niece, or you come... in your niece. I'll put it that way. That you've been texting for a couple months? You know her? The one you want sexy bikini pictures from?
Dang.
You want to wrestle and meet? At her house when her mother's gone? Do I need to pull up the chat? I got her phone right here. So what am I going to do about this? You're a Leo. Are you kidding me? Do you not think that's inappropriate to ask her for sexy bikini
pictures? I started it over, y'all. This is going to be the last one for tonight.
What do you have to say about that? That's my niece. What would you do if it was your niece? Do you want to wrestle? Do you see my ears? Do you want to wrestle a man like me? Is that what you want to do? Because I'm sure we can find a school around here that has some wrestling mats. Do you want to pin me down? Do you think I'm smart enough to know what you're going to do after you pin me down? I didn't want to do this in front of any kids or anything like that. Okay, well, no, and I'm going to be out of here before any kids are around.
Okay, so for music tonight, hey baby, you know what I decided to play for the music outro tonight? Some Gil Scott-Heron.
Oh, okay.
Ha ha ha! If mom's listening, I know she'll love this. She loves Gil Scott-Heron. I remember Gil Scott-Heron was one of the artists I heard like growing up. When we were living on Sherman and shit, I remember growing up. I remember getting up on Saturday mornings and listen, they be listening to like Gil Scott-Heron, Bob Marley, Nina Simone a little bit. They be having on that Angela Bofill, Stevie Wonder, Chicago, Earth, Wind & Fire, Gap Band,
who else did they used to have? Steely Dan, Chick Corea. Man, they used to, I mean, I could go on and on. But, so I'm gonna play this one. It's called Whitey on the Moon. Listen to the words.
Dreams have been made for my family and I, my daughters and my wife.
They used to call Gil Scott Heron the original rapper.
That's so many great, great steak.
You have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon.
This is a cold piece right here.
It was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due.
Look at your daughter, baby.
Sig World?
Sure. Okay. Doing a Zantac.
Need a Zantac?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon.
Do you have water, baby?
I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. With all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon, how come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my bill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special.
Oh, I forgot the cigarette. My bad, I'll be right back.
To Whitey on the Moon.
All right, so we're gonna roll out with this last song in the weekend with this. You know, I've been telling y'all like that I mess with the Havoc a lot from Mobb Deep, rest in peace, Prodigy. But like, I feel like Havoc is the best MC / producer ever, right? His beats never miss. And he was actually, to me, he was the better MC out of, in Mobb Deep, actually. And Flea Lord, like, I don't listen to a ton of new artists, but Flea Lord is real nice. Flea Lord is real nice. And so he's got this joint here, and Busta Rhymes is in this one as well. This is produced, this beat is by Havoc. So I'm going and play this one. This is about 3 minutes. This is Flea Lord, Busta Rhymes, and Havoc. Havoc produced the beat. It's called Major Distribution. Check this shit out, y'all. Have a safe weekend. Get that bread legally. Don't do nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? And love your family. Love your significant other. And stay safe out here. And thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Super big up to the motherfucking incredible Havoc. The incredible Bandana P. You know, as we commemorate this incredible moment.
Okay.
Hey, yo, Flea Lord.
Let's go, Hav.
Somebody try to act like they just going.
It's our turn.
Like they gonna just dump the coat shit in the water.
Lord, Lord. My phone got a kill check and his gel sweats. 10 in the morning, he ain't make a cell yet. Damn, Flea Lord, you a rare rat. And that's words to my grandmama
in the hair net.
Calling the musician, I'm a ball, niggas listen. And you know I brought them all for that arm intervention. Strapped like high forces, back by five tosses. You be peeping out your side eye, trying to vibe off us. Drum work machine, Lord, the gun work is clean. We can sweep the whole street or go silence the beam. $100 shots while you run around a block. Nigga, motherfuck 12, throw a summons out the drop. Loyalty and death wave, they got him on tilt. Man, Versace nigga got me like a model raw silk. Products on milk, long nozzles all filled. Ain't no missing when we spitting low, my rhymes all skill. Balenciaga short sleeve, pipping out the force beat. Cook so much fish in here, my kitchen got a drawer freeze. Yup, huh? I said I cook so much fish in here, my kitchen got a drawer freeze.
The cargo came in. Time to distribute.
Make the distribution.
Feed the hood, feed every block. Time to administer it. We got the propane.
A lot of cocaine. A lot of cocaine, nigga.
Feed the hood, feed every block. Knock.
Yo, it seems like the way I get the bag concerning you a lot. Cook, nigga, why you got the coca burning in the pot? Kirsty's waiting for these serving people to line up front the spot. Then police rush the gate, watch how they line up when it's hot. Wrap your stack up from what jokes niggas gonna try to take what you got. Pop them till he's decrepit and lay until he rot. I defend his food, he take nothing, nigga, absolutely not. And it's gun war, you place bets, better ask him who we got. Look, you watch the niggas laying how they plot. Look, and watch us saying anything they not. Look, I'm knowing everything ain't what it seems. I got my black and beautiful queen about to cock a little Glock. Look, my coke chemists make the coca stretch up. My queen interstate traffic in a Tesla. You better leave me when I apply the pressure. When I keep on giving you the fullness, the muscle.
What you doing? The cargo came in.
Chop, chop.
Time to distribute.
Make the distribution.
Feed the hood, feed every block.
Time
to administer it. We got the propane. A lot of cocaine.
A lot of cocaine, nigga.
Feed the hood, feed every block. Knock. Time to administer it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, y'all. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Night's episode. Appreciate it. We'll holler at y'all later this week. Stay safe and have a great week. Until the next one, peace. And enjoy the Styles P on the way out.
Ghost. 6 in the morning, I'm lighting up. I can see what I'm saying, ready for what? Tear a cipher, it tightens up. So you niggas should tighten up. Or you niggas should brighten up. Smart, he a hype beast, but he ain't a beast to hype enough.
Funny saying.
It's kind of funny how a saying goes.
Yeah.
And when you travel, yeah, the saying goes.
Get it?
We used to hustle on the gravel, but now we in the air, cause you know the promoter's paying, yo.
You know them niggas paying.
A long way from the old life.
Long way.
I played the stove on the cold nights. Had the big pot of water in it. A new world, no order in it.
New world.
Crossing the line, no borders in it. It was summer when I thought of winter. I was losing when I thought of winning. I was praying when I thought of sinning. I just started when I thought of ending. Then I seen a snake and I thought of venom. I see the mic and I fade the shit. I just do it like my favorite kicks. I sold crack back in 86. I was only 12, goddamn, that's some crazy shit. I was outside, any weather, y'all.
Any weather.
I play the phone, what's the weather, dawg? Is it the leather or the feather, dawg? Let a nigga know the smoke spot that we headed for.
Ghost.